Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carlton Carlton, and I bring you exciting news indeed. Tonight, dentists Bess and May Mucho present Meet the Wunderkind. Meet the Man. An evening with Basil Starling, genius of the... A mega genius of the... A magna cum genius of the American popular song.
Thank you, Mr. Carlton. I am, as always, obediently yours. Tonight, I sit before the fresh air grand piano to offer a few of my original compositions.
Listen, Mr. Starling, yes. What I'd like to hear is a great Valentine's Day song.
Indeed, Terry, what could be more important than Valentine's Day?
You know, Mr. Starling, Valentine's Day is important, but so is the problem of painless tooth extraction.
Really?
Yes, Basil, Terry's right. And what could be a more perfect Valentine's present for your loved one than Bess and May Mucho's hydraulic home tooth extractor?
What I'm presenting to you, Terry, is a new song especially designed to appeal to sophisticated fresh air listeners. It's a tender ballad I call Love is a Quiet Thing.
Love is a quiet thing! Love is a quiet thing!
Excuse me, what is the nature of love?
It's a quiet thing!
Well, what did you think, Terry?
Sounds too much like the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys? I've never heard of that particular Shakespearean troupe. But listen to this.
Mr. Starling, I've got a tape I want you to hear. Hmm. Apparently, it's your band, the Punsters, recorded at a club last Valentine's Day.
Oh, Terry, you don't want to hear that. It's a very poor quality recording.
No, I think our listeners would like to hear.
Oh, it's not even my band, Terry. Some roguish listener sent it in as a prank.
Well, then you wouldn't mind my playing it.
Well, I...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carlton Carlton, and tonight I bring you exciting news indeed. Now, before we start the Elvis Presley sound-alike contest, I want to introduce a man who might best be described as an authentic genius of contemporary cabaret. A super genius of contemporary cabaret, Basil Starling.
Thank you so much, Mr. Carlton, members of our distinguished audience here in the fabulous Sinatra-Rama room. I am, of course, obediently yours. Now, before we start the Elvis contest, we'd like to sing a little boogie-woogie number we call the Valentine's Day Boogie. And the song goes something like this. Our hearts are beating fast. Forget about the past. Just make the feeling last. Doing the Valentine's Boogie. All together, boogity-boogity-shoo. Listen, gentlemen, I still don't think you're quite grasping the premise here. You see, I say the Valentine's Boogie, and you say... Gentlemen, you still don't seem to appreciate the tour de theatre we're shooting for here. I've been handed a note. Get off the stage, you no-talent. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand your natural ebullience on a Saturday night. I myself felt it during the opening night of my 1954 one-man performance of No Sex, Please, We're Geniuses. It is dangerous to hurl... Well, that was a very interesting recording, Terry. What did you think of my Valentine's Day boogie?
Are you finished with that soda?
Why, yes. Ow!
Hey, he'll survive. Basil Starling and Carlton Carlton come to us courtesy of Robert Kaplow and the Punsters.